Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Keep Your Torch Lit, Season 6 of Survivor Michigan Exit Interviews. As you can tell, Roger and Sophia are not here. Their schedules are quite busy, so I'm helping out with the exit interviews. And for this one, we have the one and only Justin Sherman joining us. Hi, Justin. It's been ages since we spoke.
Hello, Katie. I miss seeing you on season 6. It was a fun time together.
Oh, thank you. I've missed seeing you too, honestly. And I miss being on campus and just getting to hang out with you. It's been a minute.
Yeah, I know. We weren't tight until senior year, and it was second semester, so it was a very short amount of time. And I've seen you a couple of times after that, but I wish we were friends for longer and that we built more of like a Michigan connection. So it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too. And it's tough too, because I was just thinking about, as more episodes have come out and COVID has actually happened in the season, that like the friends that we've made, we almost didn't even get to hang out with after the season ended because of it.
I know. So quick. And I know that some people, like when they go on the show, they're strictly in for the game, and that's how I originally thought I would play, is like not make any real friendships. But it was really cool to meet people who are, well, I mean, I thought like maybe I'd have some friends, but like,
sure,
it wasn't, you know, we're seniors, and maybe you thought it was definitely different for you because you're part of your social, you know, calendar was around Survivor Michigan. Like these were your friends. I was a senior who had been in so many different clubs and activities and fraternities and things like that. Like I didn't really consider this as a place where I wanted to make a social outlet outside of actually playing the game. And it turned out that I actually liked some of the people. So it was good to, see people.
Exactly. And to that point, you ultimately kind of became social chair of our own tribe at a certain point. And whether you meant to do that or not, I know in the first few episodes you mentioned you wanted to throw a party as a strategy. But after that, it was just kind of like, oh, Justin's the extroverted one. Like, we'll want to tag along with him. And you kind of helped create that family bond within Obsidian almost.
No, it's funny because exactly what I was saying, like it was a strategy to be social and to like bring people together. And like I said on that episode, like hopefully not some people wouldn't come. So it was part of the schedule to kind of be like goofy, get drunk a lot, like be that kind of, be like a little dumber than people think, but also fun and people want to keep around. But as I was saying, like it turned out to actually be something that was fun, enjoyable. I wasn't just like putting it on screen to just to act it all out. I wasn't that body about it. But I just wanted to have fun. I wanted to meet everybody. And I think to this day, I'm not like super close with anybody, but I'm still friendly with a lot of the people on our, especially on our tribe, which is good.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, and to that point, so to kind of go back to the beginning a little bit, what was your approach going into this game? And I guess, how did that change, if it changed at all, once the game actually started? And then obviously you were also aware of the producer alliance thing. And I don't know if this has been brought up either, but I know you actually came to one of the filmings of All Stars. So you kind of recognize some of us right off the bat.
Yeah. No, yeah. There's a lot that I can say there. And if I don't hit on all of it, just get me back on track. But with the whole, and this is something that I don't know if we've talked about too much, but the whole thing that I kind of knew who the producers were, you know, Matthew Israel was my friend from like some Ross class that we had, or I don't exactly know how it went, but he invited me to, I think, one or two All-Star things. I had already become a Michigan Survivor fan at that point. So all of these All-Stars were like super, like I was kind of like Taylor was, I was kind of fanboying over them.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And so I saw you, and I definitely think that I definitely saw Ian, and definitely think I saw Noah. Like at the time I didn't think anything of it. Right. Like I just thought you guys were producers or maybe even on the show. I wasn't even sure who the cast was. And so when we got to that first day of the first day that we all came together, I saw you, I saw George at the end, but I saw you, I saw Ian, I saw Noah, and I was like, oh, I don't exactly know how to play this. Like I had no idea that it was going to be a producer season, but it came together in my head that maybe it's a mix of people who are involved. And then with the strategy side, I wasn't sure if I should come up to you, come up to Ian Noah and say, hey, I know what you guys are and like, I want to work with you, or just hope that you guys didn't remember me. And I probably should have been more direct with you from the beginning and being like, hey, I saw you there, whatever. But I didn't think that you guys would remember me just because I was sort of a fly on the wall in the back. Sure. And I didn't want it to cause, I wanted to use that as leverage to get you guys out eventually, but I didn't want you guys to go after me for knowing who you were. So I thought there was like a chance that I could go kind of unnoticed by you guys. And it sounds like you knew, and you were also like a little, not nervous to approach me, but I know that we didn't really talk about it until, I want to say after, was it after you were voted out, or like, maybe you brought it up eventually, but.
I remember at least between just us one-on-one, it took us forever to even speak one-on-one, and just because of like busy schedules. And then when we finally did, it was kind of like already the seven was being formed, and it didn't make sense at the time, I guess. I don't quite remember, but I definitely remembered you. I remember talking to Ian and Noah at least about, hey, I think we've seen him before. I think he's a buddy of Matthew's. And the way that I played it was very much, I kind of tried to come out about it at your apartment during one of your parties and just be like, yeah, you might see me around from like previous things, but like, not a big deal to me. And I mean, after the swap too, it seemed like, did you know Mason was trying to make that approach of like exposing the producer alliance to save his ass, or?
Let's jump to that really quickly.
Yeah,
and then we can go back. Sure. But I think I played the Mason week well because I wanted him to kind of expose it and then get himself in trouble a little bit. Like Noah, sure, I think went after him partially because I think I was a little bit more transparent with them in that one of me or Noah is going to go, or one of me or Mason is going to go home. So I'm just going to tell you why I should stay versus him. Mm-hmm. I don't think for a second I tried to flip it on Noah or anything like that. And I think that Mason was a little bit more like, let's try to tell Grace and try to tell Phaedrus and Lindsay that Noah is super involved in this web of Survivor at Michigan. And so I think, maybe I didn't intentionally come up with that strategy, but I think Mason probably took it the wrong way strategically at that point. And I think that's the slight edge that I had on him with staying around. I did have that connection to Phaedrus, but honestly, like I don't know how much power Phaedrus had in his tribe at all. Like he was obviously a really fun social guy, but was very busy with other things outside. And I know that a lot of the decisions were made by Grace and made by Noah. So I think that was probably part of it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And I definitely think you're a charismatic guy. I think you getting in with Grace as much as you did too, definitely, at least based on what I've seen and what I've heard, seems to have helped there during.
Yeah, that. But yeah. What was the question you were asking before about? Oh, yeah, my strategy going into the game.
Yeah,
right?
Your strategy going into the game, and that clearly you wanted to be a pretty big game bot. You made a bunch of fake idol clues, different fake advantages. I mean, how many fake things did you end up
making? the problem with my whole game is that I did so many things that did not work in my favor at all. Like did not do anything. And I tried like if you were to build a graph of like my effort versus what actually paid off, it was like zero. It was like a flat line. So basically, the reason I got on the show, I think, besides maybe Matthew, you know, vouching for me, is my whole pitch was that I was going to track people with tiles, those tracker tiles. So my biggest strategy, and this is like they were super excited for me to do this, is the first day of Survivor during the challenge, I was going to go to everyone's backpack, and I bought 20 of those tracker tiles. Mm-hmm. Like those little things, and I was going to slide one into everybody's backpacks so I knew who was talking to who at every minute of the game. Like that's the biggest, in my mind, that was the biggest difference between real Survivor and Michigan Survivor, is you don't know who's talking to who because, you know, like we don't see it on an island. And so I was like, if I know, for example, the Quesadilla Five, it would have been awesome to know that you guys were a super tight alliance, and seeing you guys on my like Find My iPhone would have been really easy. And then I would have totally tried to work with you guys and not thrown anybody under the bus.
Oh my God.
But that was, so that was my strategy, and I got accepted. And then I think Nick, or it might've been someone else, was like, is this legal? Like, is he allowed to do this? And I think other people were like, probably not. And so then they told me, like, I think the day before we started, that I couldn't track people. And I was like, oh, I was like, that's literally my number one thing.
That, yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm just imagining. I mean, that would have, you could have possibly seen me like spending the night at George's apartment.
No, that is so funny. I would have been like, what is going on here?
You could have seen Ian and Noah. I mean, like you said, you kind of already knew about the producer alliance, but it just would have confirmed it. That is wild. And actually, that's a fair point on the producer's part of like, would that be legal?
I don't know. Like without your guys' permission, I think just find it, like being able to know where you guys were at all times, like it would have given me way too much of an advantage within Survivor itself, where like I could just imagine the competitive, like as much as the producers probably would have thought it was incredibly entertaining for one person to know everybody's location, I think it was just like, you know, in case a contestant was just like, well, this is not allowed.
And yeah, that's fair. It could, like, some people could have been really freaked out by it.
One thing they did allow, though, was, hold on, my time limit went over. Okay, yeah, one of the things they did allow was, I built a lot of fake idols, as you know, and I planted them around campus in spots where I thought people would go looking, or like I got exposure to a clue or some at some point, and I put a fake idol right where I thought the clue was. They let me put a tile inside of those things. Oh. So like, you know, like I built that plastic bag that has the like a clue and then like a wrapping with the idol, and I put a tile in there as well. And the funniest thing is I put it where I thought that first idol was going to be. For some reason, the clue led me to think it was on North Campus. And so I went there early morning and I put it in where I thought it was. Like I was looking for the clue for the real idol and I couldn't find it. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to put this fake idol here and I'm going to put a tracker tile inside of it. And within like 2 days or maybe like half a day, the tile broke because it froze. Like it was not meant to withstand the weather.
Oh no.
So this kind of goes back to how I had all of these ideas that just never ended up helping me at all. Like the best my game botting did was that one time with Grace where I was able to like I gave her a fake idol that I was like, hey, I just found this, trying to build trust with her.
Yeah.
And not, you know, I was very nervous doing that because I'm not a good liar. And I was like, what if she thinks that I'm playing her? And so I did the whole thing kind of as if I was not sure if it was real or not, but I found it. And so maybe someone else was screwing with us. And I think it did build trust, but you know, most of the other stuff, fart machine, other things didn't really pan out.
And that is such a shame too, because that is all of that is like TV gold, in my opinion. I mean, that would have been absolutely iconic. And that's, I mean, just masterful thinking going into one of these games. So I'm curious then, all of that you kind of had prepped. I know you've already mentioned it didn't really pay off, but once you did actually get into the game, because we all know the edit doesn't show everything, what dynamics or relationships could you elaborate on for the viewers here that may not have been highlighted as much in the show and might give a little more color to why some of the decisions you made happened or sure. why things panned out? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll start from the top. And I think that it did do it pretty well. Like, I think it's edited. Like, I've been getting a pretty good amount of screen time myself. And I think they showed it pretty well. But yeah, from the beginning, you know, we walked off, me, Mason, Taylor, T-Rex. Taylor ended up joining the Quesadilla 5. And I knew from the beginning that I needed to make those relationships. I just picked the wrong group, I think. Like, I was in the wrong group. That ultimately happened. I became pretty close, and this is something that I don't know why at the time I didn't realize that there was a more core alliance. I think I think it's hard to tell in the game, and I kind of thought there might be something, but when there was like no group chat being formed, and like there was no, everyone was like kind of pushing off making a group chat in advance of the first tribal, I was like, something is going on here where I'm kind of on the outskirts. And that's where I kind of realized I wasn't in the core of it all, but it was so hard to know because I was friendly with Taylor, I was friendly with Lindsay, I was friendly with George, I was friendly with you, I think a little less than with them. And then Jack, I had met with once. I couldn't really get a read on him because he doesn't show his cards very much at all. But then I had Mason, I had T-Rex, and Mason is a great strategic player and very, very nice guy. But I think him being a freshman and like being a guy, it didn't help me with connecting with other people that I needed to build those connections. And that's another like part of my problem in the game is that Mason was great strategically, but then when I aligned with like T-Rex and with Thaddeus, these are players that like didn't really they weren't 100% giving their all strategically in the game. And it would have been nice to have like a my number one being like a Taylor type or being like a U type who is going to make a lot of strong moves, but is also an incredible social person and can bring me in. And so I think Mason had a lot of those aspects, but then we both got screwed on the merge.
On the spot.
On the swap. With that, Grace was actually in one of my classes senior year that semester. And I was hitting myself over the head because while we were on different tribes, we didn't talk. And I was really nervous to talk to her because she was Sokka, I was Obsidian, and I just didn't want other people to know that we were like talking just to whatever. And so I was nervous about that. But as soon as we swapped, I was like, all right, I'm at the bottom now of this tribe, being Mason. I need to get an in with her. And like we had really good discussions. I think it was painted pretty clearly on the show that we got really close. And I think she trusted me a lot. And she became pretty much like one of my closest people. I told her everything. And that's why she was such a good player. Like she was able to like be friends with me and let me open up to her in ways that I wasn't able to open up to other soccer people. So that was that connection. And then I think the third phase of the game, like we can get to the KD week because that absolutely destroyed my game, and we'll get there in a second. But I think the third phase of my game was just pretty terrible. Most of my alliances and people that I trusted either didn't trust me back or I didn't put in enough effort with them. And it became really hard for anybody to trust me. I wasn't voting right in anything. Both sides were thinking I was in the middle, which was true, but like the Obsidian connections I made early on in the game weren't enough to keep me around. And I still to this day, like if they knew how I was feeling, I think they would have kept me in. But they thought I was such a wild card when really I just like didn't I didn't have anybody that
You
really
didn't
wanted
have
to work
any,
with
you
me.
were just
No.
waiting. You were like reaching out to everyone in hopes someone would bring you in, but everyone saw you reaching out to everyone and was
Yeah,
like, nah.
like the most recent season of Real Survivor, I think the guy from Boston, do you watch, have you been watching? Yeah, what's the guy from Boston? He made it pretty far. Jake
Oh,
or
Jake, yes.
I like when I saw him kind of towards the end where he was like begging to for anybody to take him in. I felt a little like that, but on the other hand, I don't think I like towards the end I felt a little hopeless, and I think I wish like looking back on it, I wish I tried harder, but I think towards the end I was like, I have no path at winning. Nobody really wants to work with me after the Katie vote and after a number of other weeks, like and then COVID happened and then I was kind of just sad and depressed.
Yeah, so that was, I mean, and we can get back to the Katie vote and what happened there and kind of where you saw your game at that point. But quickly to touch on, because I think when you got out, it was one of the first completely virtual weeks, essentially. And I know with Thaddeus having quit just the week before and then everything being online, how much did that affect your motivation and your gameplay at that point?
Yeah, I like to blame me getting voted out on me caring less because of COVID and all these factors, graduating as a senior, and I do think that was a part of it. But I just didn't do a great job of, when we went online, keeping connections, building connections. I didn't really have the foundation. I think what helped a lot of the people when COVID started was that they already had really strong connections going into it,
Sure.
and I just didn't have that. It's like way harder to build strong connections when you didn't have them pre-COVID. And so that, and like, all of the circumstances with COVID and graduation and all of that, and me not really seeing myself having any path to victory, really started to wear on me, to the point where I was like, what am I doing still? I didn't want to like leave like they just left, but I just didn't see much of a path for me. And then it's mentioned in that past episode where George is like, George read my text where it was like, I have a newfound energy. And I maybe I did, but I just, I think I just didn't have much energy in the game anymore compared to how I did early on. And people saw that and people were like, whatever,
Sure.
So.
That was a really weird time, and I think it can be difficult to explain to any viewer how disheartening and how kind of lost all of, especially us who were seniors that semester, and when all of that happened, like the world literally felt like it was just falling apart in every respect of like plans and expectations for the rest of the semester. So,
And I think some people did it really well, like were able to either, like in the case of Ian and George, they like live next door, so they were still hanging out. But
right.
other people definitely kept up the FaceTimes and the text, and I guess it's hard to remember exactly, but I think I really like slowed down a lot, which
Sure.
hurt my game a little bit.
Yeah, it's fair enough though. Definitely don't beat yourself up too much about it, because it's like it's
Oh, no,
understandable.
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, good. So let's go back to then, where you feel like your game fell apart, the week I got voted out, and then how you went on from there, because I also want to touch on, you did get the half idol from Thaegis at some point, so I want to touch on that as well.
So that week, I think I played a really good game up to your vote out week. Like it wasn't the best game ever because I wasn't in a core alliance, but both sides really liked me. Noah was starting to really like me. Grace was we were really tight at that point. Thaegis and me had some sort of alliance going into it. So they really liked me. And then Obsidian, I think George, Taylor, Lindsay, and me were very tight. I felt like in a really good spot, and it felt really awesome to be kind of wanted by everybody.
Yeah.
And to this day, I still don't exactly know what the best move for my game would have been. But in my head, for a couple, and I'm curious what you think about it too,
Yeah,
but
sure.
we like for a couple of weeks, I was like, okay, I'm still at the bottom of Sokka. So if I vote against them in this merge and we stay on Sokka, I'm immediately voted out. And so I knew that in my head, like, right, that Ian and Noah were pushing that into my head. They're like, if you flip on us, you're at the bottom. And I totally knew that.
Yeah.
On the flip side, I was just counting the numbers a lot and like how many people were getting voted out. And this was, I believe, our third week. Was it like our, it was our third week in those tribes, right? Or maybe second week?
It's third week. Yeah, third
Third
week.
week. And I was like, there's no way. I had watched a good amount of Survivor. I was like, I don't think we would stay in these tribes for another week.
Right.
I was mathematically like trying to justify that we're gonna go back either to Emerge or something else. And
Yeah.
I wanted to keep strong with Obsidian, partially because I liked you guys a lot more. Ian and Noah were playing a really aggressive style, which strategically was great for them, but like I was a little overwhelmed by how hard they were playing. And
Sure.
Grace was obviously a little bit chiller, but just part of that group. At the end of the day, like I didn't really want to work with them if they were going to play that aggressively. And in my mind, they were being a little mean to me, I'm friends with them now, so it's nothing, not
No.
like I'm too upset, but like Obsidian
Oh,
was so
absolutely.
nice to me.
They were being a lot. I remember. Yeah.
Shout out Ian, my boy, to Teshluach Shlipi. He's still my boy, but I was like definitely overwhelmed by them. And so just like playing the numbers and counting out the weeks, I was like, and Obsidian still had a strong majority. I think if we were to go back to some sort of merge, there were a lot more numbers on Obsidian. So I was like, this makes a lot more sense for me to vote Obsidian. Like if you would have told me that the next week we were going to stay in that, I would have 100% joined Sokka, and that would have been a great excuse for Obsidian. Like, imagine if we came into Emerge a couple weeks later. I could have easily told George, I mean, you would have been voted out, but like told Obsidian, like, guys, what am I supposed to do? We had another week of me being on new Sokka,
right?
And I was going to be at the bottom. Like, I had to do that. But at the time I was just counting the numbers and I just thought we were headed for something new. And I was totally cool going to Rocks. I think this is where other people would play different, but I just assumed, okay, you know, this was a 10 person tribal. Let's say we go to Rocks. That means that you and Ian are safe. So it's an 8 person. That's 12.5% chance of getting voted out. And I was willing to take that risk. I know that Andrew Crouch would never agree with me there, but
I'm not sure Andrew Crouch would have done the correct math there either. But
12.5 to me is such a low number. All I wanted was to survive where I was and then build strong connections the next week. So yeah. That was all kind of going in my head. Now, granted, I liked you a lot in the game, like outside of the game and everything, but yeah. You going was fine with me. It was just more so I had to save face with Obsidian.
Oh, absolutely.
And also try and save face with Sokka. So I think I just had like too many things going on in my head, and I did not know that Ellie was going to go to Sokka on that vote. Like looking back, it would have made so much sense if I went up to Ellie and worked with them, like decided what we did. But I was going for Ellie's head. So that was the based on sort of like the prisoner's dilemma, whatever optimal outcome, it made so much sense for me to get Ellie out so that I appeased both Sokka and Obsidian and just kept going. None of that happens. I got screwed up. So yeah. Do you have any thoughts on like that situation? Like, what do you think would have been an optimal decision for me? I don't know. I still don't know.
I think, given all of that you were considering, it makes complete sense what you decided to do or what, based on what you thought was going to happen. I think everyone kind of assumed next vote was going to be merge and next week was like, I think we all had done the math at that point. And I know at a certain point, it was like we were trying to push Ellie as well, but with George and I dating, and as Noah called it, the bomb, like he was like so far gone. He was like, no, we're writing Katie's name down and it is what it is. I think where it may have been better considering the situation, I think you still could have made up with like Lindsay and Taylor and Obsidian if you had chosen to flip and vote me out with Sokka. I think you could have saved face and explained yourself enough. Just because of your positioning on that tribe, and you know, it was crazy last minute, everything that was happening. I think that's also the downside to it, because trying to get with Ellie, I mean, Ellie wasn't talked to with Ian and Noah until 5 minutes before tribal, you know, so it was all pretty
right.
Right. But I think you still could have saved face and voted me out. And then I don't know how that would have sat you with Grace and the rest of Sokka at that point. But
I think the one part that I maybe didn't do a good job of afterwards, but still I'm confused about is like, we saw the Grace put up the clown makeup and be mad at me, which hilarious, right? Great TV. But I told her everything that I was going to do. Like I told her, hey, I'm voting with Obsidian. She knew that. And we sat down in the union, or I forget what it was called, for so long. And I did not commit to working with them. And like, I just couldn't tell them no, but I couldn't tell them yes. I just like, that was one of the biggest things I learned about myself, is I just like can't lie. I couldn't blindside people very well, but she knew what I was going to do. And so I should have probably went to her right after the vote, or I don't really know, but like, I told her everything, like everything. And so for her to be upset with me, I get that I didn't vote with them, but I told her everything. Like that was the reason the information was flowing, was because
right.
she told everybody what I told her, that the votes were going to go on Ian. And then I don't know how I guess I maybe told Obsidian that the votes were going to go on Katie. I don't exactly know who, if that was just me or if there was other people
Ian,
talking.
Ian told me that.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
but somehow I got painted as like the snitch and like everything. And granted, I was, you know, playing both sides, but I thought I could piss off Sokka, but still be in good graces with, be in the good with Grace. And then Thaddeus, I thought, you know, Thaddeus is my boy, like,
right.
We'll be fine. It just turned out that everybody just started not trusting me at that point. And the part that I didn't even consider was that Obsidian was going to realize that I voted Obsidian, but it wasn't to save Katie. It was more so just to try and,
save face.
And so nobody really went for it.
Yeah, it was a messy, crazy time. Yeah. But I do think it's wild that it wasn't merged right after the fact. I got the sense, though, and correct me if I'm wrong, you and Lindsay were still pretty tight after that point, though, right? You at least still had Lindsay on Obsidian.
I mean, I thought I was tight with Lindsay. I had only good things and good connections with George and Taylor. Like I thought I was pretty good, but I guess I wasn't good enough. And I'm still a little confused. Like I would have, if I was them, I think Lindsay needed to be a little bit more confident about bringing me in the loop a little bit, but I get it from their perspective. Like I was all over the place. Not really trying to be mean or not trying to pick a side really in any battle. And so I think that kind of hurt me a lot. And George, who was a very strategic person, I get it from his perspective. He just didn't know where I was going to go any week, even though like I was kind of just begging him to join him in all of his stuff. So
yeah, well, and so once Thaddeus gets out or decides to leave the game, he gives you the half idol, which then gives you the opportunity to kind of work with Noah. I mean, I'm curious what your initial thoughts or plans were with that, if you felt like that made a difference, or because COVID had hit, if you were already kind of one foot out the door at that point.
Yeah, when the half idol came to me, I had never seen like new Survivor before.
Okay.
And I was I watched a lot of the old seasons. And so this sort of advanced strategy just didn't really resonate. I had no idea how to play it. Like, I just assumed that I'd want to work with Noah and that we'd work together. But when he told me to let's keep it on the down low, I just was like, sure, yeah, let's keep it. It didn't even like dawn on me that he was going to tell everybody. And
sure.
So I, like, looking back on it, I should have gone to George and gone to Taylor and Lindsay and been like, hey, I have a half idol. Let's, like, this is for us. Like, I should have built a bond up with them. Or went to Noah and been like, hey, I'm willing to use this on Grace. Like, I just didn't realize Noah and Grace were a final two, or at least any of that kind of stuff. So I didn't really know how to play it. And I think partially this is when, you know, COVID was starting and I was not trying that hard in the game. Like, I was really not giving too much energy. And so I don't think I had any strategy at all. Like, it was just, it really didn't help. And Thaddeus giving it to me was like so suspect from the outside point of view, because like, and they mentioned it. They mentioned it.
I remember hearing about that and we were all like, what? Like,
and it didn't help me either, because then now Obsidian is like, wait, he's boys with Thaddeus. Like, was that is that the reason? Like, is he a Sokka guy? Like, I don't know. It's just.
Right.
And then I got voted out. And I think I talked to like George and Taylor after, or like maybe within a couple months, and they were like, if you would have told us about it, we would have been much more trusting of you and kept you around. And I assume that's true, but I don't know. I mean, maybe not, but I just didn't tell anybody.
Yeah. But you chose to give it to Lindsay then. And I remember there being talks about George trying to get in with you to almost guarantee that you were going to give it to him. Were you aware that he was doing that? Why did you decide to give it to Lindsay?
Yeah. So I said that there's a mole line when I got voted out, and I was referring to George. It's pretty obvious.
Okay. Yeah.
it would have been more iconic if I'd said his name and was like, George, you're a mole, whatever. But I was pretty pissed at him because so basically the day I got voted out, I strategically didn't really know what was going on. I was kind of out of a lot of things. I think I was saying Ellie or, I don't remember exactly who I was even voting for at that point, but George calls me. He's like, and I could tell he was putting on a show for me. Like, George is too smart and too good to play dumb. He was playing so dumb with me. He was like, I don't really know what's happening, like doing all this kind of stuff. And he's like, I feel like something's going on with Noah or something's going on with those people. And I'm not a very confrontational person. And so I would have been like, George, quit fucking with me or like something like that. And, right. And got hit, at least maybe tried to work with him. But I was like, oh no, I don't know what's going on either. Like completely playing it straight with him. And so that was kind of in my head. He was trying to do one last like social thing to get that idol, I'm assuming. And Lindsay did the exact same thing with me, but it worked better because she was like, I think the vote's going on you. She told me that, or like she made it a lot more, she wasn't like lying to me. She was just being like, I think this is not good for you. Or I don't exactly remember what she said, but it was a great strategic move by her. Because I trusted her a lot more once I got voted out and I ended up giving it to her. Also, I think she was my closest ally at that point.
Yeah. Okay.
So that made sense too, but I was really mad at George. Not like that mad, like, you know, inside of the game, I was mad at him just for doing that to me. But I also tried right before, this is another GameBot thing that I tried, but if you remember, there's like a website where you can have two people call each other. It's called like Owl Prank Owl or something. It was like a big middle school thing to have two people.
I'm not aware of this.
So basically I tried this the day that I got voted out. I was like, something's going on with George. So I had George, I prank owled, I put in George's contact and I put in, I think it was somebody on Sokka, maybe Noah, and I had them call each other.
Okay.
And it for some reason didn't work. I don't know if one of them didn't answer the phone or something, but what the app lets you do is it lets you overhear the conversation. So you can hear, it also sounds super illegal. Like, how am I allowed to hear this?
Yeah. But that's like,
I had them
wiretapping.
Yeah. I had them call each other and I think it, like, the app doesn't work 100% of the time. I don't think it worked for some reason. So another thing that I did that just straight up didn't work, but yeah, that was me. That was my vote out week. It's a strange thing because I think after your vote and then once COVID hit, I don't remember the game very well at all. And I think it's because I was tapping out a bit. I just like honestly don't remember really the strategy that was going on in my head at the time. And I don't think there was much, but.
That's fair enough. It's completely valid. But I also think the amount of effort you put up front and at the beginning, more than makes up for anything that happened near the end of your game there. And
yeah,
I mean, oh my goodness, immediate fan favorite with all of the fake stuff and all of the, to know about the trackers. I mean, that alone is like blowing my mind that you even thought about doing that.
It's weird that like it didn't, it's weird that I thought I told people afterwards, but maybe I didn't. It just didn't make the show.
I don't remember. Yeah.
The other like thing that I wish that went differently was I wish that I worked more with the floaters in the middle, but I think we were all after each other and didn't really know each other very well at all. Ellie and Emily, like looking back, it would have been amazing if me, Emily and Ellie teamed up and just voted the same way each time and like became some sort of like floating group.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but it just never worked. Like
the deciders of who's going home, because you guys are in the middle, people need your votes at a certain point.
And then like when I was thinking about it over the years, I was like, that would have made so much sense. But then seeing it back here, it just wouldn't have made sense because I tried to vote Ellie out so many different weeks in a row for being the other floater in the game. And so like, you know, it now that I've seen what's happened, I realized that we just never worked together. So so I think that was kind of the game from my perspective. I'm trying to think if there was other things.
Yeah, if there's anything else, I will say maybe a few parting questions, if you don't have anything else, would be maybe the one thing you're most proud of that you did in the game. I feel like you've already mentioned a few things that you wish you did differently or like you knew, but
yeah,
like number one thing. And then what you've learned from the game, either about yourself or just that you've taken from the game and have brought into post-college.
Yeah.
Life. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm proud of like trying to find fun places to shoot my confessionals and hang out. And
oh my gosh, that's right. What would you say was the most fun place that you did?
I liked Pinball Pete's. I liked the High School Musical, little set that I did with Lindsay.
Iconic.
Yeah. Like that was, it was all really fun. And I wish the trampoline park worked out. I know that I was kind of roasted. I literally like, I wasn't crushing on her. I think another strategy that would have been hilarious is if I like pretended to like drool over her and like, you know, everyone that I'm sitting was like, oh my God, he's like absolutely crushing over Lindsay. Like Lindsay, you have him on your finger. I think it would have been a really fun like thing for me to do. Like when we were just like good, we were just becoming friends and just doing all that kind of stuff.
I will say we definitely did like genuinely think that at one point. Like we did, were basically like, oh, Justin's like loves hanging out with Lindsay. Like she's definitely wrapped around her finger. We're set.
Well, it's funny because I was like setting her up at a date party with one of my fraternity brothers. And so the point of that was to try and, you know, get much closer to her within the game. And also just because she was fun to be around. But, you know, that would have been funny if I really leaned into it a little bit more with like a fake love in the game. Because, you know, you were desperately trying to hide your.
Exactly.
Your, yes. It would have been hilarious if I like tried to like push it out there.
I fully like, I think that was partly me being like, oh my gosh, this would be so cute and funny. But maybe like projecting a bit of like, no, we're not the showmans. They're the showmans. They're the showmans. Yeah.
No, but besides that, I'm proud of like, I think it was fun and entertaining. And I think that was part of it was just, I was such a big fan of watching it on YouTube and watching the show. I wanted to kind of mold my character after like the Alexes and do like fun things and be social. Like you said, social chair, just be goofy. And I think I did that well. What I learned about myself, I came into this game thinking I would be a clear villain and just do all this villainy thing. And the game bot stuff was definitely villainy. Mm-hmm. But I realized I just can't, my personality doesn't let me be mean or confrontational or like come back at people very well. I'm very analytic, but I'm not a quick thinker. And I think Ian, what makes him such a good character is that he is very quick witted. He can, like, if somebody accuses him of something, he can come right back at them. And granted, maybe like socially, it doesn't work as well because like I didn't like him in the game at all. But I realized about myself that I have to be like a good guy. I would definitely consider myself more of a hero than a villain, even though I did a lot of villainy things under the surface. So I learned a lot about myself. I shouldn't try to be somebody I'm not in the game. And I should have, I think I played it well, but in going into the game, I kind of strategically went a different direction than what I actually did. And that's a brilliant thing of Survivor. I think College Survivor is so cool because like it's still in its earlier phases. Like one of the reasons I like Survivor so much is it's just such a big social experiment. And there's generations that change the game so much that Jeff Probst has to change the rules around. So like, you know, people are looking for idols and then, you know, the first person season one, like forming alliances. And I wanted to kind of be, I wanted to be a pioneer for College Survivor in changing the strategy to how people play that. And there were a couple other things that we don't really need to get into, but just things that were like, basically just, or I'll tell you one of them that I never even got around to, but I wanted to do it was, you know how like everyone changes the contacts in your phone? Like everybody, Noah had that whole thing about.
Some people like me don't. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well,
I wanted to take it one step further where I, for example, let's say you and me were doing a coffee chat or something and I realized that you like dance. So I'm like, oh my God, I saw this great YouTube video. I show it to you and my friend who I plant, like let's say my roommate, I've changed your name with his name. Or sorry, okay. No, let's say there's a third person. Let's say it's let's say it's like Taylor, okay. right? So my friend now becomes Taylor. He texts me at the exact time that I'm showing you the YouTube video, and mm-hmm. it pops up, let's vote Katie out this week. Or it pops up, we should work with Katie. Whatever the case is,
yeah.
you think that I accidentally got the text that I didn't change whatever, and
right,
you
right.
see all this information. I'm not looking at it. Like, I'm passing you the phone to look right. at the YouTube video. So you think you're getting this information, and then you start freaking out. You're like, Taylor is after me. Whatever it is. I never got around to it, but there's like little things like that, that could fundamentally change College Survivor.
Oh my God, Justin. I mean, that's five steps ahead. And utilizing, because that's absolutely right. Like, College Survivor is so different, and not only because it's on a college campus, you can't really tell who's talking to who, but the technology aspect.
Yes.
Alone. And
yeah, the trackers, the ghost calls that I did at the last day,
yep.
nothing really worked out in my favor in the end, but I had so many ideas about how I could like change the sociology, how I could move College Survivor into the next generation. And it just didn't pan out, but I'm proud of like the thoughts that I had going into it, at least.
As you should be, Oh my goodness. I will be curious, because I mean, I know Survivor Michigan is on like season 13 or something right now. I'll be curious to see if anyone else, if it's progressed in any way towards that in terms of using technology. And if not, people are going to watch this exit interview, and I feel like we'll set off a little spark, hopefully.
By all means, I hope that other people can be Shermanated at some point. So
Shermanated? we were your time was cut way too short, the fact that we didn't use someone was Shermanated on the show. That's too good. Well, Justin, this was great. Is there anything else that you have to add, or anything else that you feel like you want to clear the air on for the viewers?
No, I don't think so. I think my game was like very strong effort early on, and then slowed down, and ultimately just not having enough connections really hurt me. I've gotten 11th place a lot before. Like, we played online Survivor like five times during COVID, and every single time I got 11th place, and I don't know what it is about that number. Yeah, I got it like four straight times. I'm still like pretty close with, I'm not like super close with anybody, but like it definitely had a good impact on me, got me through a lot of COVID, just having that community. So I think I had a great experience on the show, and really happy to have done it.
I'm so happy that you did too. I know we haven't talked in a minute, but my door is always open whenever you come to visit near me, or I will absolutely be reaching out
yes.
if I'm ever in the same city as you in the future. But this was awesome.
We'll have to link with some more of our season 6 people at some point.
Absolutely. Do a little live in-person reunion sometime.
Yeah. That'd be fun. we should actually do like the finale or whatever they do on the real show. We should get like a big Zoom going or something like that.
Oh my gosh. We should. I mean, that is happening this coming Tuesday.
Oh wait, is it? I'm an episode behind, so I didn't realize. We could do it like the week after. I don't know. Try and get something.
We absolutely should. Okay. We'll text offline we'll figure that out. Social chair coming in again.
You know me. Come over to mine. We can start drinking.
There we go. Thanks so much for making the time, Justin. This was awesome. I guess if anyone else has any other questions for Justin, you can comment below. And
subscribe.
Like, subscribe, keep it going. I don't know how to sign off these types of videos, but I guess stay tuned for more exit interviews, and don't forget to watch the finale episode of season 6, The Michigan Difference, on Tuesday, February 27th, I believe. Yeah.
Shout out Maddie Lane, season 7 coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Iconic.
That's true. It is unfortunate you are a senior and you graduate. I know some people would have loved to see you play again. Any chance you pull a George and go back? And
I just gave away so many things that I would have done. I think I'm retiring. I would play like a day Survivor thing, like one of those one day things. I'm
cool.
I love other games, so maybe at some point, probably not a college. I'm I'm 25 at this point. I don't know. I don't know if I have a Dale in me or anything like that.
But you haven't been so turned away from the game. You would play the game again.
I would play the game again. I think it's fun. You really learn a lot about yourself. I would recommend it for everybody.
Agreed. Agreed. 100%.
Kitty forgot to do a good outro, so I'm going to do it for you all. Remember, folks, to keep your torch lit. We'll see you next time.